Bandwidth for the Weird Things podcast provided by WiredTree. For sites of any size and world-class customer service, head on over to WiredTree.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Weird Things podcast. I'm Andrew Main, joined by Mr. Brian Brushwood.
Man, I wish I did steroids, because then I'd have an excuse for how amped up I am right now. I'm on fire right now.
And Justin Robert Young.
Man, I wish I did steroids, because then I'd have an excuse for my small testicles.
Gentlemen. I don't know why I introduced you guys.
Don't tease it. Jump straight in. We got a headline for all the weirdos and weird ladies and the goblins and ghouls watching right now. I'm gonna jump in line. I'm gonna say, head on over to patreon.com/weirdthings because we want to make this a regular gig. It's been 5 years of us dancing around, chit chatting and half assing, and now we're ready to make this a real show.
Folks, ever the trailblazers, we've started a Patreon for our podcast, and it's about time someone did, and we're very happy to be the first people ever to use this platform for a podcast.
I'll tell you what, though, man, it's like for 5 years, it's okay. First of all, number one, we all love doing the Weird Things podcast. Number two, we have almost actively tried to make this podcast unsuccessful by doing ridiculous, stupid stuff, like not doing it for months at a time.
We've really violated like all the core ways that we, if you were advising somebody to just get into podcasting, like the things that you say are, A, release it on the same day all the time. We've
always
never done that.
Never did.
At all, at any time, for any significant portion. Do it regularly.
Nope.
We definitely go black on our production schedule randomly and sometimes for months at a time.
Well, also, you know, it's a matter of show prep or whatever, because this has always been a labor of love. Like we've never, the most we've ever tried to make this a professional thing was when we said we would accept up to $30 for a 10-second ad.
And then we got guilty and we gave them away for free because we started
doing it for free. So here's the thing is if you watch our Patreon video, what we want to do is actually allocate a budget for it. Like the reason we're so terrible is because there's no money in it. But once there's money in it, we'll show up every day or every week releasing on time. We'll be able to allocate a budget to an actual producer who will make sure.
I was literally doing show prep as you guys were talking right now.
All right.
Can I tell you
that's
that?
The last time that'll happen,
by the way,
sir.
What we are doing right now, if you're watching live, is Brian is going to confirm this page and we are going to actually make the Patreon live.
Oh, is it not live?
It is not live.
Oh, I'm glad you told
this
me.
This is the problem, folks.
This is how bad we are. This is how important it is that we do it. All right, so what do I have to do to confirm the page? Save and continue. Now let me just hit launch. There it goes. It's launched. It's launched right now. Allegedly. I guess we'll figure out if somebody will tell us.
There we go.
Here's the important thing.
I am about to become
A dollar donor?
Dollar donor.
So here's the thing is we're going to be able to start paying people to keep us on task. Some of the rewards that we figured out is, number one, the first reward is we'll do it every single week from now on. And number two, we'll have better organized show notes. We'll release the video feed. What were some of the other things we came up with? We were talking about doing more investigations, special events.
May I, Bri?
Yeah, please, go.
This is what we want to do for you. This is what we want to do for you. Like I said, every week, we will have episodes, right? Then what we'll do is we'll have video. So you guys watching this right now, other people will get to see this because we'll actually record it and put it out there for the universe to see. Not only that, maybe once a week, one of us, maybe not all three of us, maybe sometimes all three of us, but we can't promise all three, one of us, or maybe one of our correspondents, who knows, Google Hangout. Free for all about weird stuff, about some topic, maybe something
interactive, right? It's like people wish, a lot of times people compare what we do on Weird Things podcast to playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm sure that it would be fun for them to have a seat at the table, basically. Like they would actually join us.
Put them into the mind games, what have you. So we'll have that going on, right? Then we'll take notes. We'll do show notes, like Bri said. We'll put show notes so you can actually see what's going on. And we got some kind of cool levels too. For instance, I have a secret email list that has only, besides myself, only two other people. I cannot name them who's on that secret email list. Only two other people are on there that I share really weird things and stuff.
First of all, like, what he means is there are links and stories and comments that Andrew, for whatever reason, doesn't want to share out to the world on Twitter, so he only sends them to Justin and I, and it's probably my favorite.
Andrew's a television star with a book out. Every time I go to airports across the country, I see Angel Killer right there on those bookends facing out to the general public. He just can't have on his Twitter 9 posts consecutively about goblins rampaging Africa.
or Elon Musk's secret drinking habits or whatever he finds. Like, it's just like
it is remarkable what Andrew finds. So you can have access to that. There's copious show notes that come out of this show, and really the only thing that we ever do is just sort of, I take down basic notes for the description of the episode itself, and I pass that on to Cheeto, who posts the episodes. We have pics, obviously, but there's a lot of stuff that, if just kind of typed out in a bullet point form, is like an amazing digest for weird news if you just were even to read it or forward it along.
So,
but now we'll be able to take, you know, the video, make a stream, a podcast channel, if you will.
Oh, shoot. By the way, this I just realized I should be recording this video. I'm going to press record. The video just started. So our first post will occur midway through the episode.
Again, is really the A number one reason why we want to have a Patreon. Like, this is not a cash-in for us. This is us just giving somebody money so they can make us do things.
Well, just having an excuse to treat it like a real job, because we've never done that before.
Well, also what we want to do is, like, you know, we'd like to do more events, more investigations. Scheduling that stuff is hard because three idiots trying to coordinate is problematic.
It's not working out so hot is what you're saying.
Brian didn't even have kids until Bonnie explained he had to be in the same city for certain aspects of that to happen, right? We want to make more investigations happen, more stuff happen, and that's going to happen with a little bit more structure. And then, I don't know, maybe we do a thing where everybody can come hang out.
Wait, are you talking about a weirdthings.com?
WeirdThings.com is indeed what I'm talking about, Brian.
And this is something that we've talked about a lot because, you know, there's amazing opportunities to meet with people. And we've had, you know, South by Southwest and Nerdtacular and Dragon Con, obviously, for NSFW and Night Attack have been gigantic opportunities. But I think what we have here with Weird Things, both in audience and in creativity, is something unique, and that we could do an amazing kind of one day get together that isn't just us sitting around and talking to you, but is a collaborative, amazing experience that we could have at a haunted house. We've had a lot of really, really fun ideas on where we can host something like this. And it's all where people were once murdered.
Mm-hmm. The unifying factor. Murder. We've got a lot of crazy cool ideas, things of like what we would do, like what would we do that we haven't seen before? What would be cool if you got your most crazy, creative, weird friends together, you know?
Oh my God, we should stage our own Weird Things hoax. We should fake a UFO. Like we should live blog and live stream us. A friend of mine used to take dry cleaner bags, and I'm sure this is terribly unsafe and a bad idea nowadays, but he would take a dry cleaner bag and tie 3 strings to it, put a little ashtray at the bottom, pour a little gasoline in the ashtray, light the gasoline so it filled up the bag with hot air, and then just let it go up just so he could create a strange light hovering over the city,
Brian,
just to freak people out.
I don't want to put water on this. And I have done that too with balloons and light sticks and stuff. But
sure,
in the age of drones, not as cool as it was 10 years ago. We have better. We have better, and I will tell you my ideas for hoax offline.
Okay, great. Good, good,
good. Then people around us here will be part of it do that. But yes, we can do some fun stuff. Crazy, crazy, crazy cool stuff. And it's just a matter of just getting things organized.
Yeah, and it turns out that we need somebody who's not us. That's the qualifier that we need, is for it not to be us.
And let's, like, can we do the real quick, the obligatory Patreon dance, that we're launching a Patreon dance?
Oh, sure. We have to explain what Patreon is.
We're launching a Patreon, and this is the thing we say when we launch a Patreon. You don't have to support us if you don't want to. It's always gonna be for free. But if you want money for me and Brian and Andrew, then you can go to Patreon.com/weirdthings and give us any money that you want, even a penny. You can give us any money you want if you can afford it. Yeah!
And
it's great.
Let's mention too that when we were talking about how we're going to do Weird Things Con, the idea is how do we make this free or get rid of whatever charges we can. The conversation we had was, what if we did something where we lost money on it, but we just created a really great experience?
Yeah,
yeah.
That is our goal. That is sincerely. And we've talked to, we have other friends who may not be very visible parts of what we do, but let's say they're very influential people who are.
Quiet. The silent majority of Weird Things viewers.
Yeah, and then people who are, let's say, have many, many resources and things like that, and might be involved in things you've seen.
Yeah,
famous things, but they just creative, sort of they're down low. But they're
He's like, a man who's literally created miracles.
Yes, so we've got friends and stuff who would love to get part of that. So that's part of what we want to do. We want to make this bigger, and again. You know what? Like, it's if you can support it, great. If you can't, don't worry. You're going to be part of it. You're going to be part of it no matter what. We're going to try to create ways for you to be part of it. We want to encourage more Weird Things get-togethers locally. We just want to make this bigger and better. We're looking for a way to make that happen. And put Spiro and the Fudge on the force full time.
I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this that, you know, they support Night Attack. They support Daily Tech News Show. They support The Morning Stream. A lot of other stuff that we are on. Cord Killers. Just understand that, like, if, like, this is just, you know, for whoever might want to support the Weird Things podcast. And if that's you guys, that's really rad. We're very, very excited to have you. And if it's not, and you're giving stuff to other stuff, then those are those other projects. And that's really, really rad. You know, we just want to give the biggest opportunity for everybody to support exactly what they want.
Yeah. Because it turns out there's people that like the show that hate all of the other stuff you and I do, Justin.
Oh, understandably. Yeah.
Like, they don't care about boner comedy or cord killing or tech news. They're here for goblin talk, you know? And if you were just – you're like, listen, I like my goblin talk slightly irreverent but also very hard-hitting and persistent. Then this is where you come, and this is the Patreon that you can support. Support.
It's a bit of a sport. Speaking of sport, I'm ready to get weird, gentlemen.
Let's go.
All right, I'm trying to log into my Patreon here so I can support here.
Are you trying to support our own show?
Are you trying to support it?
I'm spry sport it, but I'll support it later.
You got some supporting to do.
Spry sport.
All right. Spiro.
Duh. And the Fudge.
Fudge. Remember Little Fudge?
Yeah, he's around here somewhere, which my favorite gift I've ever been given at Dragon Con was somebody's cosplay.
Uncomfortable. Little fudge. I've never really caught into it.
I don't understand why you're so intimidated. It's got Hello Kitty stickers on it, and it's a tribute to
it's
you.
It's weird. It's weird, Spiro.
It's
named after me.
Fudge, what do you think that says about you, or what do you think it's you saying about it?
I'm not trying to step on anybody's fun. Obviously, you're having a lot of fun with this, Spiro. It's just makes me a little uneasy.
Okay, look. Bros sometimes solve crimes together, and other
more
bros
police officers. So we should be solving crimes together.
Yeah.
It's literally our job.
And sometimes bros will have nightsticks, and sometimes they name nightsticks. Sometimes they decorate them with Hello Kitty stickers, and sometimes they name them. Wait, you think this is about you? You think it's named Little Fudge just because you're the Fudge? Oh, come on. Really?
I mean, that's my name, right? It's not?
Oh, I see. It's all about you. So when I buy fudge squares, that's about you too. When I use a euphemism,
it's not.
It's all about the fudge. Wow.
All right. I got to put you guys on a mission here.
All right. Good. All right. We're ready
that's
to sign.
I mean, at least we can focus on a mission. I mean, that's what I'm very excited about. Is let's just eyes forward, Spiro. Let's solve the case.
Man.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's a rescue mission.
Good. Great.
We love it's rescuing.
A lot of time pressure. You know, we can really just dig into it and not talk about anything else.
Where would you see this rescue mission taking place?
I mean, it's got to be something's on fire, right? Maybe out in the Kansas plains. There's a twister that's caught fire, and it's spreading fire across the land, right?
That's, no.
I'm already
no.
halfway
no, that's
down
wrong.
The 10.
That is wrong, Brian. Excuse me, Spiro.
Spiro.
All right, how about it's a sinking boat, and we need to rescue everybody off the sinking boat.
Don't get too
boat.
Specific there. Let's just go location.
The ocean.
Very good, gentlemen.
We solved the case. Good job,
at
the
sea.
Fudge. We're at
sea. We're going to rescue.
Give us some details on the rescue here?
No, I don't even know that. We could suss them out. Come on, the fudge. Or unless you just want me to talk to my nightstick, little fudge.
All right, fine. I mean, I guess if it's a rescue, it's in the ocean, then it's probably on a boat.
Yeah.
Or a barge.
Or an oil platform. Those, I hear people need rescuing from those sometimes.
Yeah, they're making some assumptions there.
Well, first of all, are we saving people?
You're saving a person.
A person. Okay, so it's not like we're saving them money. We're saving their lives, right?
It doesn't happen to be Wayne Newton on his sinking yacht, is it?
Boat sight, baby. Yachts.
You're saving their life.
Okay, so we're saving their life.
Wayne Newton. We can cross off Wayne Newton.
They're out at sea, I assume.
Yes, that would explain the ocean part.
Are they close to land?
They're with ways out.
wait a minute. Hold on. Are we saving? Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm smelling. Fudge, get over here. Sidebar.
You're smelling right. Fudge. Yeah. Did not
fudge,
need to know
fudge.
That.
Shh, real quick. Fudge.
Uh-huh.
I was watching the news the other day.
Okay.
Tom Brokaw was talking about the Ebola. And I heard there was a person that had the Ebola and was on a boat. And we have a mystery where we have to solve. We have to save one person, and they're at sea. I think it might be that one person that might be quarantined with the Ebola.
I don't want to go.
Well, first of all, let's find out if we're right.
A New York hospital worker?
I would prefer to. I mean, listen, I don't want to be callous, but like, you know, problem kind of solves itself here, doesn't it? You know, one guy with a deadly disease out in the middle of the ocean, you know, time heals all wounds.
Well, first of all, is this Andrew, are we going to save a person that might have Ebola?
They do not have Ebola. You might think they have Ebola, though. On first glance, you might be like, Ebola would explain a lot.
Okay. So what are some of the symptoms of Ebola? A lot of puking and pooping, right?
The two P's, yeah.
They all got...
You just described a college hangover. But no. I wouldn't say that's necessarily... What would you describe as the symptoms of Ebola? You jump to a conclusion there, fudge. So bad fudge.
Bad
I would just say, like, it would if you saw the situation, you might think Ebola.
So
but
okay,
it's
so,
not
so
Ebola.
First of all, it's
is
on
he
a boat.
Wearing and I got Ebola, and all I got was this stupid T-shirt. Like,
no, but you're closer than I could tell you, but it's going to only lead you astray, so forget you said anything.
I mean, first of all, they're on a boat, right? And there's one person that would if we were to... First of all, they're on a boat, right?
Are they? I didn't know that they were.
Oh, dang it. Okay, wherever they are...
Are they on an oil platform?
Yeah, they're out at sea somewhere. I feel like we need to evaluate... Like, what is it we see? Where take us to...
I'll just give it to you. Yeah, I'll just tell you exactly what you see.
Okay. No, we can... Fudge, we can solve this. The mystery of...
I don't know. I'm really... I you guys have lost your edge.
No, all right. Hey, whoa.
I should just give it out right now. I'm just going... All right, guys. This is...
Well, number one, you gotta get. All right, DM, calm down. We're gonna figure this out, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, you have a guy. He's possibly has Ebola. Ebola question mark.
Does not have Ebola.
Not Ebola. You might think he has Ebola.
Somebody gravely ill.
Why would you think somebody had Ebola? Imagine you have Ebola. Act like you have Ebola.
I regret making out with that person from Dallas.
All right. Did they make out with a person from Dallas?
Probably not.
Okay. Are they?
Is this the person on the cruise ship?
Well, this is what I'm asking. Apparently not. Apparently that's not the case.
A cruise ship would be what? A boat? No.
Yes, it's not a boat. It's not a boat.
Okay. Number one, Dungeon Master, don't act like you're above semantics in like having us say exactly the thing, but not in the right words, and then you reveal.
I would give you hints. I would work with you.
Okay. So, we're at sea. We encounter this person. I'm going to picture they're do they look emaciated? What do we see when we see this person?
You see the person. They look emaciated. They look maybe disoriented, confused.
Yeah. Are they by themselves or is there anyone else around?
They're by themselves.
Okay, so not on a boat.
I approach Amanda Bynes and I say, calm down. We're almost positive you don't have Ebola.
What kind of structure are we on? Is this an island or it's obviously a platform. Is it an oil rig? Oh, wait. Are they on an ice floe? What temperature is it?
In the Caribbean.
Okay. All right. So it's warm.
All right. I'm going to say that this person put themselves into the situation. And it might be one of those things where, had it played out differently, this would be, this is awesome. The way it played out, it's a, this is stupid.
Oh, no. So were they doing like a Yeti investigation?
Is it one of those world record, like distance kind of things? Like they tried to sail around the world or?
They're trying to set a record, all right.
Oh, geez.
Hey, let me put it this way, okay? When I heard about this, I'm like, oh, that's great. That's stupid, but that's great. I never would have thought of that in a million years, but I, of all people, should have thought of that.
Oh. Okay, now you say they, so it sounds like we're not just looking at one person here.
No, it's one person. It's one person.
Man, okay. Are they on an island? Tell me they're on an island, right? We got to rescue them from an island.
They're not on an island.
They're definitely not on an island, and they're not in a boat. So it's got to be some kind of strange craft. It's a hot air balloon that crashed in a blimp, a plane, a drone.
Superman.
Superman. It's General Zod.
Silver Surfer. Herald of the Coming Galactus. Eater of Worlds.
Okay. This person was on a journey, right?
Yes, on a journey.
They were on a journey. And it was an unconventional mode of transport, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which is why it wasn't a plane, and it wasn't a hot air balloon.
I think the chat room might have spoiled it.
That's why we should have a chat room for these things.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what it is. I still don't know. I haven't looked. I'm not looking.
All right.
Shoot. Okay.
I don't even know anything about it. And all I want to do is learn more now.
Okay. So it's not a hot air balloon. It's not a boat. It's not, they were moving. Is it an air-based, method of transport?
Not in the technical way. No, it's not flying through the air. No.
Okay. All right. Wait, is this a homemade vessel, or was this commissioned by somebody wealthy? Like, is it well made? Like, if I looked at it, would it be shabby, or would it be like, oh, well, that's well made?
I think it's professionally made.
Okay, so like you could picture carbon fiber or something on it, or
I don't think it's quite that sophisticated.
Okay, is it inflatable? Whatever it is.
Yes.
Okay, so it's inflatable, And how big of a journey are we talking about? Is it like 100 miles or around the world?
I think they're trying to go to the Bahamas.
Okay. From the United States, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this journey probably was idiotic, and it probably started from Florida. Am I right?
Yes, that's where Idiot.
Without a doubt.
That's
the soon-to-be independent state of South Florida.
It's trying to go to Bermuda, which is like way the F out in the ocean, by the way. So the Bahamas sounded insane. Bermuda is even more stupid.
I mean, yeah.
Just to give you
a sense, people take boats from Florida to many places in the Caribbean, you know, especially Puerto Rico, Cuba, stuff like that. That's something that happens all the time. The Virgin Islands, Bermuda's so far.
Okay. An unconventional craft made by how far out did this person go before they ran out of before they had radio contact and called for help?
Maybe they may have actually made it maybe like 70 miles or so.
70 miles. Is this a wind powered device?
Not intentionally.
All right. This is killing me. Okay, all I can think of is some kind of like.
I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay, all right.
The person they rescued is an ultra marathoner.
Oh my God.
There's a big clue there.
Okay, so it involved running then, whatever the thing was.
Yes, it did.
But it was in the
Florida,
water.
Florida, how would you run from Florida to Bermuda?
God damn it. All right, in my mind. Hold on. They in the Sky Mall catalog, they sell those giant inflatable hamster balls that you could
ding,
run
ding.
Across.
Wait, I got one in my garage.
Shut up. This is
I
a
have
thing?
Two of those, actually.
No way. This guy got it.
Oh, my God. And somebody wrote in the chat room, is this the dude who tried to run to Cuba on a ball? And that was retarded. And him going to Bermuda is that much more insane.
It's 1,000 miles from Miami to Bermuda. He was just going to run 1,000 miles?
Hey, before, his name's Reza Bellucci. He was found a bit disoriented.
Eviscerated?
Here, the Coast Guard first encountered Bellucci on Wednesday after receiving a report about a man in a bubble off the coast of Miami, disoriented and asking for directions to Bermuda.
Wait, how did he, just running?
Hey, you guys in the Boston Whaler, which way to Bermuda?
Are you kidding me?
Not since Bugs Bunny popped up in a random town and asked, you know, whether he took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. Something this insane been said to people.
This is amazing. The dude.
Carnival Fantasy. I'll trade you some protein bars for some fresh orange juice.
Yeah, it does. He says protein bars, bottled water, a GPS, and a satellite phone. Coast Guard.
I'm thinking this guy's an idiot.
Wait a minute. So it says they conveyed the voyage's dangers and asked him, please quit the journey because you don't have enough supplies. But he wouldn't leave his vessel. His vessel, of course, being
So there's got to be a certain amount of disregard that you have for yourself if you are a ultramarathon runner, right? Like that.
Yes.
That's kind of the mindset in general. But this is exceptionally stupid.
Well,
right.
And plus, like they tried to pull him out, and he's like, forget it. I'm going to keep going.
No, I'm a dream.
Oh, dude, look at
this. So this looks like a little bit more specific than just a hamster ball.
Yeah, this thing, like, if you look at it, it does look on purpose designed all the way to Bermuda. How are you going to find that? So it's like he's excited because he's figured out.
Like the one he's in right now, you just saw, I have one of those.
70 nautical miles from Florida.
With the paddle wheel stuff around it?
No, the next one they showed after that, the other one, is the one where it's the inner one, it's the other one, when he's going across water.
Wow. This is amazing. Okay, so finally, okay, it says here after he signaled for help. I mean, if you're the Coast Guard – pretty much you once you run into this guy, I mean, you don't leave. When, even though he says goodbye, I'm going to keep going, you're like, look, we're just going to be back here in 20 minutes anyway, right? So
Coast Guard's got, you know, they've got things, dude, borders to protect, people to save, and this
But you know you're going to come. Like, you can't be the guy.
Yeah, but we'll be tomorrow. We'll be 4 days from now. Do you spend, you know, $1,000 an hour cost to run those vessels to follow this guy around for the next 3 days, and you've got to go back into a port?
I mean, you have to monitor him, right? Because you have to know the guy's just going to end up sinking or dying or whatever, but, and you can't. You don't want that on your record. If you
determine that it's not seaworthy, you tow them back in, or you let them go until they ask for help.
Okay, well, it says he signaled for help. I assume that that he places a call.
And they came to get him.
Oh, wow. This guy's my hero. Like, I don't care. Because think about it. If he had made it, that would have been amazing.
Oh, I know. If he'd made it, but it was 1,000 miles.
So I guess, and I don't know what, I'm trying to find it, but I think he might have circumnavigated
Hawaii.
Island of Hawaii. That was 250 miles that he did in
that
day.
Same crazy vessel,
basically right offshore.
But just to give people a sense of how long that takes, he did a quarter of his journey in a week. So he was looking at a month of running in the middle of the ocean.
He had protein bars, Justin.
What kind of person? Which, by the way, I read Ultra Marathon Man, which was a very good book inside the mind of the kind of people who do this kind of thing. Like the guy was like the first to run to the South Pole and you know to do a 250 mile marathon. I'm looking at his Facebook page at facebook.com/runwithreza, R-E-Z-A. God, I mean, it's like, God bless him is all I got to say, right? I mean,
an amazing story.
I mean, I wish I had half the balls of this guy. He's unreal.
Well, Spiro, he doesn't have Ebola. But what can we advise for Reza before we leave him in the middle of the ocean panting for breath?
Avoid swordfish, anything pokey. Avoid sea urchins and swordfish, and Godspeed, man. I say go for it.
Keep on trucking. So he got brought back to Florida after he rang for help for the Coast Guard.
And being from Florida, that's punishment enough.
Hold on. Breaking news. Second post from Reza says, "Hello, friends. You may have seen news on my recent attempt to run to Bermuda. Just to clear up what happened, I was not asking for rescue. The transponder button was struck accidentally while receiving a gift from a passing fishing boat that had come up to speak with me. Which, by the way, imagine you're just some guy out shrimping, and you see this weird, like, water-based UFO. Says, once the Coast Guard arrived, I had no choice but to leave my hydro bubble. I was airlifted to Air Station in Clearwater, Florida, where the doctors examined me and found me to be in perfect condition. I thanked them for their service they provided. However, the bubble was destroyed when the same fishing boat tried to tow it to shore. My team's currently organizing to rebuild the hydropod. I'm praying and asking for donations." Oh, he's got his own Patreon. Well, forget that guy.
See how far that's at.
His GoFundMe. Is at. Actually, you know what? He's got $20 of $10,000.
And so, what's our Patreon at right now?
I think our Patreon is just a few minutes into launching. We're at $64 per episode.
Oh, eat it, Reza.
Well, I thought you were gonna say we can match. We'll match funds for the first $20. That'll be the first place we spend weird things money, is to donate it to Reza.
No,
and he's in Pompano Beach, Florida, man. That is,
we
he
have
is,
our,
he's a local boy.
We have our own adventures, Bri.
You know you're right. In fact, let's race him. Let's let's build.
I'm saying I got two of these bubbles, Brian.
Oh, man, that's good. We'll kind of duct tape them together. One of us will make it.
So where, yeah, I think like this doesn't even, and granted, I mean, a part of the point of the ultra marathon stuff is that they are doing the impossible and they relish doing the impossible. But this doesn't even seem like he gave himself a shot.
I mean, it. Wait, you're saying it doesn't seem like he gave himself a shot?
Well, I mean, like, you would think that there would be just, I mean, even more supplies. Like, I mean, he has protein bars and water for a month at sea.
Well,
like,
but that's what when you do that kind of stuff, like that's how they do, right? Like when they're running, like the only thing he needs is. I mean, here's the other thing though: is I don't think he recognizes just how treacherous the sea is. Full stop. I mean,
he would.
What.
Do you know why it's called Bermuda?
Why?
It's part of the Bermuda Triangle. Not because of some magical things, but just it's really not a good area to go through.
Man, I want to see that guy go down all the way to the Somali pirates.
I'm the guy that scared my ninth grade history teacher because after he told us about the dude that tied all the balloons to the lawn chair to go float away,
yeah.
He caught me looking up the lift ratio of helium balloons and costing out my own chair. And he's like, maybe. That was Beasley, by the way, Justin. And
oh, really?
Like,
that's amazing.
You know, the guy was that was dangerous, you know. And I was asking questions about where to get helium. Like, no, you need a special license to get that.
That's amazing.
So I scared my teachers.
You know what's weird about the helium lawn chair guy? And it took me literally like 7 years to have this thought. Was he floated up with a bunch of balloons tied to a lawn chair, and he had a BB gun to shoot the balloons or whatever. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just untie them or cut them off and let them go away? To tie your ability to go down to this air pellet right. gun.
I think that you're making a cognitive mistake here.
Okay, sorry.
If you think that tying a bunch of helium balloons to a chair and floating away is a good idea, the BB gun is probably the sanest idea you've ever had.
I guess.
I think because they're probably in a net. My answer actually is I think they may have been in a big net, a mesh net.
I'm going to have to do an image search now.
And a couple of people have done that. Yeah. Do we have another situation here?
We only really have 13 minutes left.
So you want to go, we'll do an abbreviated episode. Maybe we'll go into picks real quick.
Picks? All right.
Speaking of which, I'll double down. I think I gave this as my pick last week, but I am nearing the end of playing Far Cry 3, which is so good. If you like first-person shooters, it's so well-balanced, and it encourages you to do stealthy things, and normally I'm just charge in and do the dumb thing, but it has caused even me to play it as a stealth game. But more importantly, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon will be next on my list. I haven't played it yet, but it looks awesome. It's like a post-apocalyptic imagining of a 1980s cartoon-style universe where it's like you got giant lizards shooting hot pink lasers out of their eyes. And you're Rex Power Colt, and you've got it's amazing. It looks amazing, and I can't wait to play it.
I'm trying to pull up my recent watches. Like I will do another mini plug again for Star Wars Rebels because I watched the last episode and enjoyed it. You can get the Disney XD has an app, and it's for the Apple TV, iPhone. I'm pretty sure it's on Android too. Where you can watch these episodes for free, actually before they air on television. So, we're checking out.
Well,
my
it's amazing to see more and more people relaxing that whole like have to have cable authentication thing. For example, Nick Nickelodeon, Legend of Korra is straight to the internet now.
Yeah, I had to authorize this, though. I need to make that clear.
Okay,
but. My big pick, my real big pick.
Yep.
The pick that I'm going to pick right now.
He's got a big pick.
Here, if you need to, I could play just a touch of the Blood Dragon official trailer, which is amazing, just to back up my call. It starts off with all this VHS artifacting and in the middle of an ad, and then jumps straight into...
There goes the near future. The apocalypse has had an apocalypse. A rogue cyborg army is reshaping the world into cyber hell. and only one thing can stop them.
Let's show them how cyber commandos get it done.
Mark Force now, motherfucker!
What? Whoops.
Predator handshake.
I want them alive!
From the toxic ashes of Vietnam War II, a new breed of renegade soldier is born. Part man, part machine, all cyber commando.
Fuck you.
No, wait, hold on, and then it starts cursing and gets all whatever. Anyway.
I went back and I watched a movie the other day that I hadn't seen in years, probably at least 10 years, and I really enjoyed it, thought it was a really well put together film. The Firm.
Oh yeah. The based on the John Grisham book, where Tom Cruise realizes he's trapped working for.
Don't tell him he's working for.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay.
Yeah. Because that's part of the fun. Like when I read the book, that mystery of what's going on there was really kind of cool.
What's funny is I don't even remember who it is he finds out he's working for, but he finds out that he wants out and it's more difficult than he thought.
He does one out. So anyhow, that I believe is still available on Netflix. So if you want to check that out. And
also, there's a credible bad guy with Wilford Brimley.
Oh, my God. He's great. You got Gene Hackman's in it. You've got just some great performances all around. Sidney Pollack directed it. He did kind of an interesting sort of take on it with this piano sort of score background. That's good. I think if Rainmaker's up there too, which no, Rainmaker is not available to stream there. But anyhow, the firm is available. It's a really good. It's, you know, the legal thriller. There's really haven't been that many of them. It's sort of it's on the decline as far as films go, with a few exceptions. But I'd say go back and watch The Firm on Netflix.
Right on. What about you, Justin?
Yeah. So I haven't really done a whole lot of watching and nothing over the last week, but I do know from our pal, the Dark Wizard Dan Dirks, he just did a bottom-up code rewrite on strawpoll.me, so now it is even strawpoll.me-er. It looks the exact same, but it performs way better, especially scaling to mobile. It had a weird scaling thing when you were trying to do stuff on your phone. Now that is not the case, so I want everybody to go ahead and take my straw poll. You just go to strawpoll.me/286-7535. Is straw poll awesome? And yeah, it's yes, yes, and F word yes.
We need an update, Patreon update.
Patreon update, hit and refresh.
Patreon.com/weirdthings.
There you go. $76 from 40 patrons.
People. 40
yes.
People.
Look Thank at you. That, man.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's awfully fast, and I'm really excited that that's happening.
Like in literally 48 minutes, we have 40 page. We are up to a little less than a Patreon, a patron a minute, or a second, rather, minute. But hello, I do math.
What a minute? I'll take that all night long, man.
Sorry. Fine. All day and all night.
Thanks to everybody contributing. We're really excited to make this a regular show. It's a grown-up gig, man. 4 or 5 years of practice, I think we're ready to have a real-ass podcast.
We didn't even know how long we've been doing it.
We thought it was 4 years. It turns out
we were
it was
going
longer.
Like, we're writing copy, like, 4 years ago, we decided, and then we pull up artwork of the Houdini Seance. 5 years ago.
Half a decade ago, we began this journey.
We're going to find, like, some audio uploaded to a BBS in 1987.
Of us not knowing it's each other.
This child crying in the background. Justin.
So for everybody listening, I think we're going to reunite at another point this week and do another Halloween edition.
Yeah, special bonus live Halloween edition. The way Andrew pitched it that I fell in love with immediately was a Treehouse of Horrors type weird thing episode where we bring tales of fancy, I assume, of things that either actually happened to us or might have happened to us.
I describe it as a haunted house for your ears, and I have my own little my horrific Cronenberg-esque real experience that happened.
Yeah, no, Andrew's is like a Eli Roth Takeishi Maik, you know, just brutality show of you know, it's interesting. You will gasp. You will grasp.
They're like, why don't we do in this episode? I'm like, no, because we're gonna need to warn people.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Weird and gross. And mine is definitely a tale of childhood horror. Everybody, Halloween Weird Things this week.
Halloween. We do the new show?
Oh, shall we show the for the audio listeners, which is all of you, because we haven't gone live. We haven't hit our goals yet. We realize that the Diamond Club symbol, for those of you guys familiar, does an amazing magic trick and becomes the Weird Things symbol.
Check that dub. Thank you guys so much for supporting us again. Patreon.com/weirdthings. And Andrew, there's only really one way that we can describe this episode.
It's been awesome.
Yep. Good enough for me.